Sunday, August 17th. Today is the most exciting day of my entire life. I can't believe I'll be leaving for the airport at noon. Squee! I was so traumatized by that garbage truck fiasco yesterday that I took a hot shower and slept most of the day. So I got up super early this morning and washed, like, 9 loads of laundry. Actually, it was only 2 loads of laundry, but still, it felt like 9. It's only 8:30 a.m., and I'm totally exhausted. To save time and energy, I just started grabbing clothes and literally tossing them into my suitcase. So now I'm almost done packing. I finally got a text from Chloe and Zoe with an update about my costume. The sanitation company had good news and bad news. The good news is that they know where my dress is located. It's buried somewhere in a 20-acre landfill. However, the bad news is that they weren't able to find and return my dress to me because it's buried somewhere in a 20-acre landfill. My BFFs told me not to worry because they were going to come up with a plan once we got to Paris. But how can I not worry about something as important as the dress I'm supposed to wear? Anyway, I'd finally finished packing and placed my luggage in the hall so my dad could take it downstairs when Brianna peeped into my room. I was expecting her to ask me something very selfish, like if she could have my room. Hey, I was going to Paris for 12 days, not to college for 4 years. But Brianna totally surprised me.
I'm really going to miss you, Nikki. So here's a little going away present from me to you.
I tried my best not to cry. Brianna handed me her fave Princess Sugar Plum backpack. She said it had a gift inside just for me. Brianna gave me the worst going away present in the history of mankind. What the? Sorry, Brianna, but I am not taking your stupid teddy bear with me to Paris.
But Nikki, you don't understand, Brianna protested. My teddy bear, Hans, is from Paris. He speaks French and wants to visit his family.
Brianna, Hans is not from Paris. Dad got him at a neighbor's garage sale along with a busted toaster for only $2. It took Mom an entire week to finally get rid of that awful smell.
Hey, it's not my fault Dad's toaster smelled like dirty gym socks, Brianna shot back.
The toaster didn't smell. Hans did. He reeked. Even worse than the boys' locker room at school, I explained.
No way am I dragging Hans around Paris in a pink Princess Sugar Plum backpack.
I gave Brianna her bear and backpack, quickly shoved all 3 of them out of my room, slammed my door shut, and locked it.
Bang, bang, bang.
Just great. Now Brianna was pounding on my door.
But Nikki, there's more. It's a magical surprise. You're gonna love it, I promise.
Thanks, Brianna, but right now I have a plane to catch. How about I see it when I get back from Paris, okay? I yelled through the door.
No! You need to take Hans and my backpack to Paris with you, or you're going to be sorry! She shouted.
Then Brianna was mysteriously quiet. I thought she'd left my door until I heard my dad in the hallway. Brianna, you can help me take Nikki's luggage downstairs. You grab the carry-on and I'll take this big one, okay, honey? I glanced at the clock. The driver was picking me up in less than an hour, and I still needed to change my clothes. I decided to wear my fave summer dress with cute sandals on the plane. When I finally came downstairs, my entire family was there waiting for me.
Nikki, we love you and we are so proud. Have fun in Paris, sweetheart.
My little girl is all grown up.
Can I have your bedroom?
I have to admit, I got a huge lump in my throat and felt like I was going to cry when everyone was hugging me goodbye.
It was hard to believe this was actually happening. I was finally on my way to Paris with my best friends. It was a dream come true. Not even Mackenzie could ruin this wonderful moment. I was waiting at the front door with my luggage when the car pulled into my driveway. My friends lowered the tinted windows, smiled, and waved at me excitedly. I was about to embark on the adventure of a lifetime in Paris, and I was more than ready. Squeeze!